Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got them right where we want them.
Prime time on Football Friday.
No one comes into our house and pushes us around.
1080 The Fan.
How you play today from this moment on is how you will be remembered.
This is a Football Friday edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app. Download the app, make The Fan your favorite station, and enable push notifications for the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and your favorite shows.
Football Friday with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up? Good Friday. How's everybody's day?
I was looking up Ryan Braun stats.
God, you're such a sports guy. What? Why?
Well, I thought he did like
why? Who? Where?
Why?
I sat down and they were doing, what is the pardon the interruption? And they were doing Happy Trails Ryan Braun. I said, what? What the hell happened to Ryan Braun?
Are they still doing PTI?
Well, he's a doucher.
I didn't know what it. I was like, is he done? Finished? What? I guess they just didn't re-sign him. But then I asked Rob the question. I said, is Ryan Braun still good? And there wasn't really an answer given. So I had to look it up.
I mean, he's all right. He's too expensive.
Well, he's off the slate. He needs to get back on the roids.
So they declined his option.
Okay.
He had an option.
Yeah.
$15 million. They're not going to pay that guy $15
million. No.
But he's, you know, he's a useful little player.
Boy, he was a savage for like 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
Steroids don't help you hit a baseball. The hell they don't. Look at Ryan Braun's numbers.
Well, since you've taken us there, what are his? Give me his stats. Like I'm curious. So Ryan Braun career home runs.
Yeah.
Let me guess. Let me guess.
14 years.
14 years.
14 years in the major leagues.
400. No, he doesn't hit 400. 377 and a half.
Michael.
262.
352.
Oh. Okay. Hits. 14 seasons.
14 seasons.
2000, Bob.
Okay.
He was really good in those years that he was juicing and then lying.
The roid years were phenomenal years.
What's that year? Give me his best year.
His best year.
Ryan Brontock.
Ryan Brontock.
Who had Football Friday opening segment sports, but Hell baseball yeah. about random player.
Hey, there's Holly Rowe.
332, 41, and 112.
Suk, did you see Holly Rowe up there?
I did see Holly Rowe.
She's reporting on Trevor Lawrence.
How did you feel about it, Suk?
It made me feel a certain way.
Did your pants tingle?
No.
Did your nips tingle?
No. Wow. That's where we're going? Ryan Braun and then my nips. That's where we're at. Take that on your bingo card, son of a bee sting.
You said 2,000 hits?
Sure.
I'll go 2,300.
1963.
Ooh, very close.
Wow.
A good birth year.
Career BA. He's over 300, isn't he?
Ooh, I don't know about that. I'm going to say 293.
I'm going to give him 301.
296.
Damn it.
But he had like a four-year run there when he was all roided up where he was a beast.
Did you say his... Give me his best year.
He was distracted by Holly Rowe. He didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it. Did he say it?
332, 41, and... 112, I think it was.
It was 342, I think you said.
Yeah, 332, 41, 112.
Yeah, pretty good.
pretty good.
Hey, I think we're spoiled by the Sosa, McGuire, you know.
Well, I mean, that's a whole different level of roid. I think, like, when Braun was on the roids, remember, he had to be, like, on the, like, the little quick hitting stuff. You know, it was a different kind. Like, back in the day, you could just get all hopped up on cattle roids and something they gave horses to tranquilize them. You could just be on anything. It was Thunderdome. Now you got to be on more of the, you know, the low key stuff. I just remember Braun ruined that poor guy's life, claimed that it was the testing guy.
I thought he said that. Didn't they blame the courier?
Yeah, the testing guy, the courier. He ruined that guy's life and like got him fired and questioned all this stuff. And
he's a terrible human being.
Yeah,
Ryan Braun is
a piece of dog crap. It's the Lance Arm. I don't mind if you cheat. I really don't. If you want to sauce up and take the chances, I can't fault you. Clearly, it helps. Anyone at this point saying that roids doesn't help you play sports is an idiot.
Now, I would like to throw this out there as someone who almost certainly must have been using roids because his fall off has been insane. And that is Chris Davis with a C.
Oh, yeah.
On the Baltimore Orioles. 100%. Do you remember his best year?
Oh, I bet you. I bet it's better than 50. It's than bronze. Yeah.
He hit 53
and
138 and then got the gigantic contract.
And then stopped.
And then the next year he hit 196. Then he hit 47 home runs again. So back on the sauce. And then the hitting completely fell off a cliff.
I've got two things about Ryan Braun, and neither thing is baseball related, okay?
Okay, real quick, my final thing, though, was that
you're not allowed to talk.
If you're going to do roids, by all means, lean into it. I don't care. Juice up. Makes zero difference to me. If you get caught, then you get caught. But, you know, if you got a chance to make a $200 million contract, I'm going to fault you for trying to go out and do it. What I hate is when we all know you're doing it, your dumbass gets caught, and then you try to ruin someone else's life as opposed to taking your baby nuts and owning it. And be like, hey, you got me. As opposed to the Lance Armstrong thing where you ruin lives and you leave just a swath of burnt land through your denials. And then at the end, you're like, oh, yeah, I was doing it the entire time. Hey, sorry about everyone that I accused and ruined. My bad. No, you don't get to do that. Just own it and be like, hey, you got me. Sorry about that. $200 million was on the line, and I did it, and I'll do it again. Sorry. Like that, I can respect. But the Ryan Braun's of the world and the Lance Armstrongs, get bent.
You got baby nuts.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You get baby nuts, and then you got to go off of them for a little while, and then you go back on them, and you're like, ah, hell.
So my commentary will require some homework on your part. If you care. You may not.
I'll see what I can do.
Let's go ahead and take a look at Ryan Braun's wife.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Her name is Larissa Braun.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also like to point out that...
Larissa Frazier?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me just say this for the record. It's up, and it's good. And it's good from like...
Wow.
You say 58, 59?
God, she's gorgeous.
It's a long kick. That's not a chip shot.
Yeah, that's... I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty non-Instagram fake pretty.
That's a good way to put it. She's gorgeous.
So let me ask, what did Ryan Braun make in his career?
Wait, hold on. I have another piece of commentary.
You've got more.
So we are owned by a company called Entercom.
Yes.
And I can never look at Ryan Braun without seeing our fearless leader, David Field.
I know where you're going. Yeah.
So Entercom's CEO is David Field. Google image him and Google image Ryan Braun and put them next to each other and tell me that's not the same guy.
Have we seen them in the same room?
I don't think we have. I haven't. I've been in the same room as David Field. I have never been in the same room as Ryan Braun. So there you go. You're onto something.
It really is a striking resemblance.
God, that's freaking... Ryan Braun runs our company.
Well, Ryan Braun can do anything. He's marrying hots, he's hitting for average, he's hitting for power, he's ruining lives, claiming he's not on the sauce, and he's running a successful radio
group. All
right,
career earnings. I'm going to guess for Ryan Braun or David Field.
I bet you Ryan Braun, David Field more than Ryan Braun. He owns the company.
Yeah, the stock's not doing so hot.
I think David Field's doing just fine.
Well, he was doing a lot better a couple years ago.
I'm sure he was. Something tells me he's doing just fine.
It's $1.90. I mean, yikes. $210 million.
$140.
That's it?
That's it.
God, what a bum.
Exactly. He wasn't making anything until he got on the sauce. And then he signed the big deal.
Give me his best year before the sauce.
Was there a before the sauce?
I don't know if there really was. I'm looking
here.
Well,
there has to be.
I just keep looking at pictures of Larissa Braun.
God, I know. She is just...
really pretty.
No,
he came out of the gates like at 23, 24, hitting, you know, 324, 34, 97.
Is it possible he's just good?
No. Because once he stopped being on the sauce,
and he got caught, it went away.
I mean, wasn't he older though?
Well, he was only 29 and 30 when he got nicked for it.
Yep.
Look, I'm sure he would have been fine, but he wouldn't be 150 million, and he probably wouldn't. Well, maybe he does have her because he's still a Major League Baseball player. But this again, why I fault no one. If I told you that you could take something and you'd have 5 years of that production, win an MVP, marry that gal, and get $150 million, but you might get caught and have your name drug through the mud a little bit, you'd do it too. I don't fault him for that. You think Ryan Braun's sitting around somewhere being like, man, I really made a wrong turn somewhere? No. He's sitting at home right now at a mansion in Milwaukee being like, yeah, maybe I should retire with my $150 million and my smoking hot wife.
Yeah, but it's Milwaukee.
Yeah. Well, but now that he's done, he's not with the Brewers anymore. He gets to go somewhere else. You think he doesn't live in Miami in the offseason?
Let's find out.
I think he's doing fine. And there's no way that guy's living.
Ryan Braun house.
Yeah, that guy's not living in Milwaukee. Every baseball player lives in Texas, Florida, or Arizona.
Malibu, California.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, right there. He only has a condo in Milwaukee.
Freaking A, man.
Smart guy.
Yeah,
that is pretty smart.
I want his life.
Yes.
Do you think his condo looks out at Lake Michigan, too?
I don't know.
Well, it's probably a beautiful
strange
condo.
Question.
Well, it's right on the water. It's probably a beautiful.
I don't know.
It's a beautiful condo.
I can't tell you.
Go look at his Malibu house.
Is it quite nice?
It's massive.
Yeah.
Massive.
Again, you want his life. And then we just get all mad at someone and we're like, man, like my brother gets all pissed off at steroid users. And I'm like, except for the ones that are on your team, then you love them.
If you had
Nelson Cruz,
Ryan Braun money.
Mm-hmm.
Would you buy a house that size because you could, or would you try to be smarter about the space of house that you
no,
buy?
This
that
is, size?
That's a nice house.
Words.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Words. I understood what you meant.
The two words.
Would you be more reasonable?
I would be. You can't take the practical out of a little Kansas boy.
Whatever. You're so full of S.
I would have smaller homes in lots of different places.
And by smaller homes, only like 4,000 square feet, not the 12,000 square foot monstrosity.
I think
three or four
if
bedrooms,
I had,
right?
So I'm worth what? He made 150. Let's say I'm worth a couple hundred million. Sure. I'd have homes in a lot of places. Nothing bigger than, 80,000 square feet.
You know? Everyone always does the money wouldn't change me. My, rat's ass.
Well, I didn't say that.
You.
I just said that I just think I would spread it out. Like your sensibilities don't change. So I think I would just, spread it out. I would have lots of homes, buddy.
Okay.
And boy, those jets would be, they would be constantly fueled. I'd be flying all over the place.
See, I don't know.
All your money would go to pilots and
travel.
Jet maintenance.
I don't think Ryan Braun has jet money.
Golfing.
That's a different level of money. You don't know. He doesn't have jet money. Now you got to have like Alex Rodriguez money to be jet money. There are a lot of guys in the NFL that would talk about jet money, but very few actually had it. And most of them, it's just like they you get a piece of one. What is it, like net jets or whatever? It's like
you like get to use it.
Yeah, it's like Uber, but for
3 months out of the year.
Yeah, it's like Uber for jets. You own a timeshare. Right? Yeah, you going this way? Yeah, that's a whole.
That's not so bad though.
No.
No, it's great.
That's just a whole different level.
That's probably easier because then you don't have to. You're not fully responsible for the jet.
Yeah,
you just get the benefit of using it.
That's right. So, anyway.
You just might not get to use it anytime you want.
Yeah, yeah, but you got to. You still flex and be like, "It's my jet." Is it really? Is it?
You gotta have, fly like, it down to Bandon.
Technically, it's partially my jet.
Mm. You know, it's their jet when you put like a logo on it or whatever, right? That's when you get like your emblem on there. Then it's your jet. That's like, like Jay-Z has a jet. Beyonce has a jet. Jimmy Buffett.
Right.
Lil Wayne does not own a jet. I'm sure he just flies on one from time to time.
Lil Wayne, he's been in the news.
That's an interesting person to choose. I feel like he probably has jet money.
He's been in the headlines.
Lil Wayne does not have jet.
Net worth, Lil Wayne, go.
40 million, 30
million. I
think
it's way more than
that. I think it's more than that, too.
I think it's got to be in the 100 area.
Let's see here for you guys.
I just thought of him because, he was.
Yeah,
recently.
He's worth 150 mil.
Is he really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, come on. He's Lil Wayne.
He's Lil Wayne.
Look at him.
What did you think?
Well, he's struggling lately.
Hello.
Like, not,
what do you mean?
Well, he's like the.
What's his problem?
Well, he was like the opening act on Blink 180 Tour's reunion tour.
Okay.
Lil Wayne is
what?
Not the. Yeah.
Why is that bad? Blink 182 is awesome.
Lil Wayne
is.
Oh,
Blink 182 is hot garbage now.
Yeah, Lil Wayne.
One of them's insane.
But they're still an awesome band.
Well, they were.
Look, Lil Wayne's career is not what it once was.
Dude, really? He opened for Blink 182?
Blink 182.
Come on.
I don't think that's that bad.
I think that's bad. For Lil Wayne?
That bad. Drake is not opening for Blink 182.
For Smash Mouth?
No. No, they are not.
All right. Well, oh, yeah, they're on tour together. Look at that. Mm-hmm. It says co-headlining. See, you say opener. It's a co-headlining tour. That's different.
That is very different.
Who went on first?
I don't know.
I do, because I was there. Lil Wayne.
Oh, you actually went to the show?
Oh, I was there. Lil Wayne.
It wasn't Blink 182 just awful?
It was not good. It was.
Like, was Lil Wayne good at least?
No, the whole thing was. And I think Lil Wayne quit that tour halfway through. I think he just, like, he realized that it was bad.
So Blink 182 has three guys?
Yeah, there's two of the original guys, and then the one stops. He's like hunting aliens or some crap and like trying to take down the government.
That's right. That guy's out to lunch.
Yeah, Tom.
But Travis Barker's still there.
Yeah, there's like
a
great drummer.
Yeah, Barker's there.
And then the other guy is not very good. Mark
something or other. And then I think it's Tom DeLonge is the one that's like trying to.
Yes. He's insane.
Yeah, he's insane.
Dude, he's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, you know, hey, man, whatever.
As out there as
he's
in 2020.
He's trying to find Lil Green Men and, you know, hey, whatever.
This text says you're sleeping on Lil Wayne's money. He has a hip-hop empire.
I was sleeping on Lil Wayne's money.
You totally.
I just know that I've seen plenty of things over the last couple of years that Lil Wayne's career.
Could you pronounce it right, please? It's
Lil Wayne is not going so well, but.
You didn't need to put the accent on it. You can just say Lil Wayne.
For a while, he was a monster and made a S ton of money.
He's got some classic albums.
He almost died a couple of times. He's got he drinks the.
Got the Covis?
No, he drinks the lean. The
codeine drink.
The codeine drink. He's ended up in the hospital a couple of times. It's been a rough go.
Purple drank.
It's been a rough go for our man Lil Wayne.
All right, well, you ready to go?
That's a hell of a first segment right
there. I liked
it. That's all over the map.
I liked it. I'm down with it. Sports, Lil Wayne, money, Jets.
Hot wives.
Larissa. Hubba, hubba.
The leader of the segment, Ryan Braun, got lost immediately. Who cares about Ryan Braun now?
You think Ryan Braun is
all
happy
about Larissa.
That he finally made our opening segment?
After all these years, he's like, yes.
Finally.
Ryan Braun.
Well, do you want to get started with our broadcast?
Yeah.
You know who's coming on today?
I do know who's coming on.
How do you know? Joey Harrington. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Harrington, 5:30. Can you believe that?
It is Football Friday.
Yep. We're going to talk football. Can they just boot Nebraska from the Big Ten? Can we start with a little college football talk?
Let's.
Because I want to talk about that. We've got some good games this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, a couple of good games. I guess.
That Boston College game all of a sudden.
Except I was listening to Dusty and Cam driving to play golf this morning.
Yeah.
And they told me that the Clemson backup quarterback is like.
He was the number one. It came down between Clemson and Oregon.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I remember Nemec used to talk about him a bunch, and I'll butcher his name.
He's a badass.
Yeah, but he's a.
Oh, is he the Hawaiian guy?
It's DJ.
Uigalele or something?
Yeah, something like that. And he's like a Cam Newton type. He's like 6'5", 240, and is just a battering
ram. Of course they have that.
So, yes, he was the number one overall like player in his draft class. So,
all right. Well, we'll start with a little college football talk. Big college football weekend, and Clemson's quarterback has the COVID. That's coming up next on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app. That is fitting because that is the subject of our poll question. 1080thefan.com. This is the same as yesterday, but we want a big sample size. So log on and vote. Vote hard on our AAA heating and cooling poll question. Family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com.
And remember, if you don't vote, you're the devil and everyone will yell at you and throw things because that's what we're doing.
That's why I said vote hard.
That's what we're doing right now.
How do you listen to The Fan? AM? FMHD2, podcast, radio.com, ham, hang out in the vents above Mike's head. A lot of options. So far, and this is what I was trying to get at. I wanted to see these. Now, this is not scientific by any means, but
no.
Radio.com, more listeners than AM. and podcasts almost as many listeners as AM. And I wonder if that's a lot has to do with COVID.
Sure.
Right now.
Yeah, there's less and less people in the car. Although traffic is starting to creep back. Whenever I run into traffic, it throws me for a loop. I'm like, what is this? Like, today we had to be in a little bit early and I just budgeted the normal 20-minute drive. And then all of a sudden you run into some traffic and it's like on a Friday. You're like, how dare there be traffic on a Friday?
Hey, you still made it in right on time.
Yeah. It's a weird.
You forget that Portland is terrible traffic-wise, especially on Fridays.
When this all blows over, that will be the thing that, well, there'll be a lot of adjustments, but that will come crashing back down to reality of, oh, yeah, traffic sucks.
42% say radio.com. That's an app. You should get it. It is great. Great way to listen to our show. Podcast is 19% and AM is at 23%.
I was listening to Dirt and Sprague while I fixed my murder shed today.
It was also, you know, the FM HD2 only 2%, which is interesting.
Yeah, I don't ever. I mean,
You said you never do.
I'm an AM guy in the car.
Yeah, and a lot of people are. We heard from a lot of people yesterday who said they just like the sound of the AM on the AM.
It certainly sounds different.
But we come in crystal clear on FM HD2, 99.5 HD2.
Yeah, some people, it's like listening to a record, right? It's not the same.
Yeah.
It certainly isn't the same
quality.
You get
the crackle.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know. Some people, that's what you're used to.
What is it about that we loved so much, the crackle?
It's like a nostalgia sort of thing. Some people want clean and sharp, and other people like something that's got a little more, character to it, I suppose. Maybe just what, again, it's nostalgia. It's what you're comfortable with, what you kind of grew up. There's a... I guess, and that's a bad word for radio, but there's a romantic sort of thing about it where it's just you love what you first kind of fell in love with. Baseball to me sounds better on the AM radio. I don't know why. There's just something about that I really enjoy. If I was to choose between baseball on a crystal clear FM channel or AM radio, I would take AM. I remember like listening to games on the radio, like on the front porch. It makes me sound like 1,000 years old, but I don't know. I remember that.
Somebody texted and said, hey, guys, you know, the poll, it's posted online. So hence radio.com is winning.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there's that. But, you know, our audience is really growing via the handheld. You know?
Yeah. That's just
podcasting. It's just the way everything. It goes.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
I mean, podcasts and just listening on your phone. And plus, who has outside of my car? I don't own a radio.
I do.
Do you?
I have one in my bathroom.
I do not.
And then there's Alexa.
I guess I have a
bathroom radio. Yeah. So, well, it's not worth telling the story, but I do have a really nice bathroom radio and I turn it on KMHD when I take showers. It's great.
I don't have a stereo. I don't have a radio. I got nothing.
Very loud.
But I guess, yeah, you can listen to us on Alexa or any smart device.
Dude, there are so many ways to listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was laughing. People are like, hey, what channel are you on? What time? Like, it doesn't matter. Here, go get this app.
You'll be fine.
You can listen to it whenever you want. Okay, so, Bill, college football this weekend.
Yes.
They're playing more games.
They are.
Wait, did you just say break?
Yes, he did.
Oh, damn it.
Well, the poll question derailed us.
Yeah, so we've got a lot to discuss. Now, the first thing is going to be real quick. I was just reading Oregon Live.
Mm-hmm.
And James, whatever his name is, Crapia or whatever.
Yes.
That guy.
I'm familiar with who you speak of.
He writes about the Ducks.
I'm 100% certain how to pronounce his name.
Don't you dare ask him about Justin Herbert's legs.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Yeah, he got into it with Cam about that. But anyway, he writes for the Ducks, and he was like, is it a thing that there's a quarterback controversy at Oregon?
They haven't announced one.
Yeah, but it's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
Tyler Shuck is their quarterback.
One would think, but it has not been announced, and it may not be announced.
So the other kid is the Boston College transfer?
Yes.
Anthony Brown?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone in the Northwest has officially released a quarterback depth chart.
We don't know any of the four quarterbacks,
I don't believe so. Jebbia will be the guy at Oregon State, but that'll come out next week, but that hasn't been released. I'm almost positive, because I keep looking, that UW hasn't released theirs. Rolovich said that he'll probably just play multiple at the start of the year, so whether they release one or not, it doesn't matter. Multiple guys are going to get run at Washington State. And we all believe that it's going to be Shuck, but it hasn't been released. So I think we know. I think we know more about Oregon and Oregon State than we do about UW or Washington State. But no, there hasn't been an official release on anybody.
Yeah, but the Shuck thing, I mean, he's their quarterback.
I would be stunned.
That doesn't mean that Anthony Brown won't play.
Yeah.
Because he's skilled. Did you ever watch him at Boston College?
I'm sure I saw in passing. Every now and then you're flipping around, but I couldn't tell you one thing about him.
Well, his name's Anthony Brown.
Well, there you go. I guess, I could tell you that he played at Boston College.
There's two things.
I don't know if I could tell you three.
All right.
Maybe he goes by Tony. I don't know.
There are some good games this weekend, I guess, on paper. And we get the first Mike Leach, Nick Saban showdown.
Yeah, it's not going so well. I don't know if you've...
You know, they've never played against one another.
They've never, coach. Really?
No.
Can I take a guess about how this one's going to go?
No.
It's going to be an ass whooping. I don't know if you've seen what's happened in Mississippi State, but in a stunning development,
players are all leaving.
Mike Leach has rubbed people the wrong way.
I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
Including some of his very best players.
Yeah.
That's 50% stupid.
And he said that more is on the way.
But yeah.
This is Mike Leach in his first year everywhere.
That's right. This is typical Leach. He does it. This is nothing to worry about. We've seen this before.
Yeah, give it a year or two. He'll have all his guys in there, and then they'll be rolling.
When you're running out...
Sometimes there's malcontents.
When you're running out all SEC running backs, though, that...
He'll get another. He doesn't need a running back.
They don't run the ball.
He throws it all over the place.
Throw him in the shed.
Actually, right now...
Throw him in the shed.
Take him to the sand pit.
Wow.
Actually, right now, they're not throwing the ball all over. No, they're not doing much of
all
anything.
Right, we'll get to the weekend in college football coming up next. No. Here's Mike.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, so this weekend in college football, now that we've got the Big Ten back up and running, you've got Penn State, Ohio State. So that's pretty good, except that Penn State just lost to Indiana.
Yeah.
It's at Penn State, so...
I mean, you never know. I mean, things are funky. Look at what's happened in the SEC. I think the only undefeated team in the SEC is Alabama, and a bunch of the places already have two. So it would be the most 2020 college football thing if Penn State seemingly gets eliminated from any sort of title contention in the first week against Indiana in a controversial way, and then to go out and beat Ohio State, who a lot of people think is the best team in the country. That would be 2020 in a nutshell.
Sure would, Bill. Then we get Clemson... going out there against Boston College, who's pretty good.
Yeah, I think they're, 4-2?
And they won't have Trevor Lawrence.
No, which is surprising because, you know, Dabo said that the Lord was going to stamp out COVID as fast as it rose. So
he was wrong, though.
He was indeed wrong. Much like Kenneth Copeland, the hot wind of the Lord did not blow away the virus. Although he does believe that Trevor Lawrence caught it somewhere outside of Clemson and that no one else was infected by Trevor Lawrence, even though he's been practicing with the team. So nothing to see here, according to Dabo. Nothing.
So do they do daily testing? Like, how do they know that?
Well,
they tested everyone.
They test a couple times a week, but, you know, of course.
I think the ACC is doing 2 or 3 times a week testing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Didn't they have a bunch of COVIDs earlier?
Yes.
Clemson.
But here's the thing.
Dabo says that the Lord, this is the direct quote from Dabo. I think God is bigger than the pandemic. I think he's going to be glorified and shine through in his mighty way. I think he has the ability to stamp this thing out as quick as it rose up.
Really?
Yeah, that's word for word.
I mean,
Dabo.
If that were the case, then why are we still in the pandemic?
Well, we're just waiting for the hot wind to blow
over. Gotcha.
So I just want, when Dabo says that Lawrence got it somewhere other than football and that no one else was affected by it, I just want you to please take a moment and realize the source in which it's coming from. So.
The thing I was going to say is, when did the Clemson players get it? Because immunity supposedly is about 4 months. If you have it, you have about 4 months, and then you're no longer immune.
I don't know. I mean, during the preseason build-up to this, they were one of the schools that – and remember, they wouldn't say who had it. They wouldn't say,
How many was that, like July?
How many athletes? But they, at one point, they were up in the 40s and 50s. July, and they, and the, August, the vast majority were football players.
September, October. That's 4 months.
Yeah. Hmm. We don't know. So we'll see. We'll see if anyone else gets it at Clemson. But according to Dabo, nothing to see here. Everything's fine.
Well, the kid that comes in for Clemson is legit. Stunning to learn of that, I'm sure. But
number one overall prospect in his draft class.
Yeah. So,
well, and this is like with Alabama, right?
It's, I know.
They're rich.
It's ridiculous.
Get, well, the best one in the world was still Ohio State in that. Who was it? Was it Braxton Miller? Who was the Big Ten Player of the Year? And then he went down, and then they brought in, I think, was it Haskins that came in after him?
No.
It was JT Barrett.
JT Barrett, and then he went down.
And JT Barrett was on pace to maybe win a Heisman, and then he got hurt.
And then Cardale Jones,
and they won a national title with him. It's absurd.
On their third-string quarterback.
They did have Zeke Elliott, though.
Yeah, it's absurd. And the Bosa. So it's an embarrassment of riches at places like that.
I hate those schools. I hate all of them.
Well, and did you see, I don't know if
you... I'm so tired of it.
It's not going to change. Have you seen some of the name, image, and likeness videos that schools are putting together?
Yeah, USC did one, and I thought it was actually really good and smart.
Yeah, so USC has partnered with some sort of big studio, this production studio, and they put together like a 4-minute mini movie about coming to USC and what the name, image, and likeness can do, and The video is all these, the athletes, there's like Slovis and a couple other guys, and they're...
Matt Leinart's in it.
Yeah, Matt Leinart's in it, and they're doing the red carpet walk into the Chinese Man Theater, and, you know, then they're watching a movie about them up on the screen and what USC can do. So they are actually partnering with someone to build their own name, image, and likeness program to basically maximize your money when you get to USC. Texas has done this already. Bama's done this. Ohio State's done it. The big one for USC, though, is you can do it in Los Angeles.
That's right. It's Hollywood, man.
It's Hollywood.
Why would you not do that?
Yes.
I mean, that's brilliant.
So if you think that the haves and the have-nots, that there's already a Red Sea sort of parting, that's about to become the Grand Canyon. It's just going to keep growing and growing. Because
damn it,
for the really big ones, the really big kids that truly have star power, you are no longer just talking about where you want to play to get exposure. You're no longer just talking about who has the best facilities. You are literally talking about who can build your brand, what fan base, what opportunities, and how much money you can put in your pocket. And if you're trying to decide between, Cal or Nebraska and USC or Texas or wherever, and someone says, hey, you know, we may be able to throw you 20, 30 grand in endorsement opportunities or whatever, or you can come to USC, or you can come to Texas, or you can go to one of these places and literally in 2 or 3 years build a brand worth a couple hundred grand. Oh, and by the way, play in some of the best facilities in front of packed houses and one of the storied programs. It's just going to get harder and harder for the have-nots to compete. Not that you can't do it kind of like, you know, you're always going to get the upstarts that grow and develop players and find the diamonds in the roughs. But in a world in college football where 90% of it is the kids you recruit, and we see that, you don't win national titles without having top 10 recruiting classes. It's going to become harder and harder for those schools outside of the top 10.
Well, Oregon, that bodes well for Oregon, though.
Yes, because Oregon has Wieden and Kennedy, and they've got Nike, and they have a huge brand behind them.
Because they're flashy.
Yes.
This kid's 6'4". DJ Uiagalelei.
Something like that.
True freshman will take over for Clemson at quarterback.
Yeah, supposedly doesn't have the arm and accuracy of a guy like Trevor Lawrence, but he is a...
Who does?
Well, not many. But, you know, he's a dual threat guy. Big arm, but not the most accurate guy. I was talking to Nemec about him because Oregon was seemingly in the running for this kid. And he's just, I guess, like a Tim Tebow, Cam Newton sort of guy.
Jeez. Sounds like everybody wanted him. He was. It says he chose Clemson over, this is going to stun you. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this list?
Yeah.
Alabama, mm-hmm. Georgia, mm-hmm. Ohio State, and Oklahoma. Shocking.
Yeah, he was supposedly the number one overall player. So
All right, well, he gets out there.
There's
tomorrow morning.
There's schools like this that just, I mean, it's an effect to have Trevor Lawrence not in there, but you'll be fine against Boston College. Notre Dame, it'll be interesting. Although, did you see already that they're setting up?
No, tell me. I'm here for it. I want all of it. Okay, oh. so wait. Let me, before, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
I was actually just getting ready to look this up. Mm-hmm. So yesterday it came out and we were talking about how Trevor Lawrence tested positive.
Yes.
And Nicole Auerbach said, the ACC, you have to quarantine. You have to be away for 10 days. Mm-hmm. No questions asked. Mm-hmm. Or, no exceptions. And the Notre Dame game was 9 days away.
Well, it's actually, it's 10, really.
Well, she said, I read her tweet live on the air.
Follow me on this. So there, and this is, I've
so
already,
now they're going to say
I've
that
already it, seen some stuff saying that if they say that he started quarantining on Wednesday.
Okay? But he didn't. We didn't learn about it until yesterday.
If he started quarantining on Wednesday, and some people are saying he tested on Wednesday.
See, okay, that I told you this would happen.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, yeah. Saturday. You can go up till Friday.
Yeah.
So he would have to quarantine on Friday. But what they're saying
is he's free Saturday morning.
If they could,
conveniently.
If they could get an airplane to fly him separately,
yeah.
Could he fly in Sunday or Saturday morning? And they're saying, because with like Saban, you could test at 12:01.
Are they playing in South Bend?
They're playing in South Bend.
Okay.
So could you have Trevor Lawrence at midnight on Saturday morning,
dude,
get on a private plane and fly to South Bend with no practice time, no nothing, and arrive and still play at Notre Dame?
But wait a minute.
He can practice in isolation.
He didn't test positive until Thursday.
Some people are now saying that it's Wednesday.
God, I knew that. That's the most predictable damn thing ever. Just like when Nick Saban tests positive on Wednesday, and I'm sitting here telling you he's going to coach on Saturday. You're like, no way. Oh, what happened? God. So they're gonna get him out there.
I haven't seen it officially, but there.
I hope they lose.
I saw multiple reports.
I've become a Notre Dame fan.
From national reporters saying that they're already hearing that Wednesday was the positive test, and they're exploring the options of a private plane for Saturday morning to fly him to Notre Dame.
Well, I guess. Okay, I guess if you find out about it on Thursday, it was the Wednesday test. Because I don't know. Do they do the rapid thing?
I don't know. But and so,
so that could be legit. I
don't know.
But probably not.
And here's the other thing too, is he does have symptoms. He may still be sick. So
shut up with that.
He's playing against Notre Dame.
He's playing. Oh, he's playing.
And Lawrence's statement.
Actually, I'm hearing reports that the test was on Tuesday. So we'll have one day of a walkthrough with his team and get to play Notre Dame.
Lawrence did say in his statement that he was very disappointed that he was not going to be able to play. And he specifically said
this week
against Boston College. He didn't say jack squat about Notre Dame.
Well, let's all put on our Notre Dame pom-poms.
College football's stupid.
It is stupid. And cheer for the Irish, because I hope they beat them, but they won't.
No, they won't. Here's the thing. Notre Dame is fourth in the country, and I'll see who Notre Dame plays this week. So I'm sure some sort of slappy that they will beat up. Who they got? They got Georgia Tech. So whatever. They'll kick the hell out of Georgia Tech, and this will be billed as 1-4, and this is the game that Notre Dame proves that they belong. Clemson will come in there with or without Trevor Lawrence, and they will stomp an old-fashioned mud hole in Notre Dame, and then we're all going to have to act shocked that Notre Dame's good, but they're not Clemson good.
Oh, and he gets an extra hour to recover.
Oh, yeah.
Too, with the daylight saving time. Savings. Isn't a private plane an NCAA violation? Someone text. Yeah, but not in this instance.
No.
And you would ask, well, why not? Well, because it's the best player in the land.
Well, I don't know
and
how
they need him.
Well, if the
so
team,
they'll find a workaround.
If the team is flying on a private jet, which they're going to do, I don't know why it would be a violation to just have a second jet. What you could say is you're going to hold back three other players like walk-ons, and then they're all going to go to the game together. So it's not just about one guy.
So when teams travel now during like this season,
yeah,
they're all flying on like private charters.
Everyone flies on private charters.
Just in general.
Yeah. No
anyway.
One, no one takes commercial. You can't, there's too many, everyone charters.
Yeah.
So in some places have their own planes.
That's pretty cool.
But everyone chartered. Like we at BYU, we never had our own plane. We don't have that. The church won't give us that. Church is using that money for something else. I know. Cheap bastards. They've got the dough. We've seen the financials. But some places actually have their own plane. Most people, though, just charter.
Ducks have their own planes, right?
I would assume that Oregon has their own plane. They have their own plane for like coaches and stuff like when they're recruiting. So I'm assuming that they have a team plane, but I don't know that. I don't know that for a fact. But some places certainly travel better than others. So like when we would charter planes, some of them were really nice and some of them not so much.
All right. What is the oddest conference fit? We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, why Bruce Arians changed his mind on Antonio Brown. Get to that.
And it's totally his idea. Just he wants everyone to know that it wasn't Tom Brady forcing him to do it.
That will be next.
Okay, Bruce.
But first, we are discussing some college football. You may know college football. The Ducks play there. The Beavers.
I tried looking up the Huskies. Who owns their own plane. Now, a lot of the big schools own planes that, you know, they're smaller planes for coaches.
Yeah,
and
but not team charters.
I'm not seeing a lot of teams that actually that everyone charters to the point where I saw there's this article here from Athletic Business. I guess there are teams this year, there's not enough charters to go around because a lot of those places have shut down and they're, you know, you know, they're just the cost of it. And so dare I say that some teams like Illinois is being forced.
They're driving.
To take a bus as opposed to the 26-minute flight to Iowa. Oh, whatever will they do?
I know.
Yeah.
Roughing it.
Yeah, so I guess there is a shortage of there's a shortage of planes. Now, a lot of universities are catching hell because the private planes, like Kansas got dinged with this. A lot of people are pissed that a lot of these are being paid for with student fees and tax dollars.
Hey, that's me.
And
that's my money.
And some universities are like, no, the donors paid for it. But like Urban Meyer, his last year at Ohio State, I saw he used $222,000 worth of private flights to take his family around the country.
Yeah.
So it's private planes, yes, for coaches and players and recruiting, but it looks like no for team planes. That's all chartered. Some teams in the NFL, Patriots own two of them. Apparently the Patriots own two planes. They always have a backup ready to go.
So I wonder what it costs to charter, like to get the Ducks are playing, I don't know, they're flying to Boulder.
Yeah.
I wonder what that costs to get everybody there and back.
Well, I was looking and they didn't say specifically, but like when they were talking about Illinois, they said their charter budget per year is about $430,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not, I mean.
You said Illinois, though?
That was Illinois.
Well, Illinois is not traveling very far.
Yeah.
The Big Ten teams are all very close to each other.
That's true. But still, I mean, even if you say
taking six trips.
Yeah.
Right? And so.
And there's a lot of guys. But
there's a lot of guys. I mean, you're taking.
But you're paying just a fee.
You're paying a fee, a flat fee, but you're still probably talking about $75,000, $80,000 per trip.
Yeah, but you could also be traveling to like Northwestern. You probably would just take a bus up to Chicago, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it depends.
I'd make them all drive their own cars.
I am assuming that, for schools out west. Well, I know that's a big deal with, like, Hawaii. Hawaii's travel costs are absurd. Every game is a major operation to fly anywhere.
I'd be like Ted Lasso. You've been watching Ted Lasso?
I don't have Apple TV.
Ted Lasso is
I really
want
to watch it because it sounds right up my alley, liking soccer. But, I mean.
Yeah, it's not, I mean.
I know. It's a comedy, but yeah, I like the basis of it.
Ted Lasso is great, and what Ted Lasso would do, because he's like this infinitely positive character. It's actually not quite what you think it is, Ted Lasso. But Jason Sudeikis is Ted Lasso, and he's like this redneck American coach. He's actually from Kansas, coached at Wichita State or whatever, and they hire him to coach some team across the pond, some soccer team.
Yeah,
he's never even coached soccer, but the owner, kind of like Major League, she got a divorce from the husband and the husband loves the team. So she wants to hire the worst coach possible so that the team sucks.
Like a Major League sort of thing.
That's what I said. Yeah. It's like Major League. And so the husband gets pissed off. Well, Ted Lasso knows nothing about soccer and they all hate him and nobody respects him, but he's so positive and such a good dude that they end up loving him. And he does all these team building things. And one thing that Ted Lasso, and it's all cheesy stuff.
Yeah.
But one thing Ted Lasso would do, he'd be like, all right, guys, y'all pile in your own cars. I want y'all to go with somebody from another position group. And I want you to bond. And I want you to talk about your favorite music and your favorite, you know, he would do that. And that's what I would do.
That's what you would do.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly.
Send them in their cars.
Well, and so I'm reading through this
road
article.
Trip.
Reading through, like, they're saying, like, programs like Eastern Carolina, they're saying it's brutal. Like, their air travel is 1,300 miles. I mean, some of these trips, you have to go halfway across the country to Houston, and they just don't have the funds right now to do it. And in this article, they're saying, depending on the flight, obviously amenities, but you're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 20,000 per hour to rent these big jets for these teams.
And then you've got other teams too, like, you know, the smaller teams. How does the, like, men's volleyball or the women's volleyball team travel?
They travel commercial.
They do.
They do.
Now, because sometimes you see them in the airport.
You'll see them at the airport. Now, I'm sure the Kansas of the world, they have planes that I'm sure can accommodate their basketball team. Or they, you know, they can fly commercial. But when you're talking about a football squad, and you're talking about, and now the, and that's, there's a whole separate other cost, because remember, they drive all their equipment in an 18-wheeler or two 18-wheelers.
Right.
So that drives to the game, but you're still talking about, you know, 70-plus players, staff members. I mean, you can't fly commercial. It's not an option. But the rest of the teams, basketball, volleyball, whatever, that all flies commercial. Football flies charter. But if you think if you're Oregon, for instance, and like when you have to go back and play Ohio State, you know, you're talking about, what is that, a 4.5 hour flight each way? And then I'm sure an hour on the ground or whatever. And if we're talking, I'm assuming a nice plane, let's go 15, we'll even conservative say 15,000 an hour. That's a really expensive ass trip going back to Ohio State. So, you know, this is the yeah. haves and the have nots.
But don't they get $3 million for playing the game?
Yeah.
You know, so there you go.
There you go.
That pencils.
Yes, it does. But for the small schools, like I said, reading through this article, for the Eastern Carolinas of the world and some of these schools that that play in the conferences that are pretty spread out, and you're on the East Coast up like in the Northeast and you're having to go down to Houston and play, that doesn't pencil out. And they're really there's a bit of a crisis here.
All right. Next, what is the oddest conference fit? And don't say your mom.
Whoops.
358 on the...
Your dad?
On the fam.
Yeah.
Lynch's dad.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.